The Property Pod. Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. We are looking at the home loans market in SA on the latest podcast, zoning in on the growing trend of green bonds or eco home loans. Big Five JSE-listed bank Absa is one of the bigger players in the subsector of the home loans market. Just last month, Absa announced a major agreement with the World Bank's International Finance Corporation, or IFC, which people might be more familiar with, around an innovative new climate smart housing rebate scheme aimed at boosting green homes in the residential property market in South Africa. To tell us more about this, as well as give us an update on green bonds in the resi market, is Carmini Ramsamy, who is head of credit at Absa Home Loans. A very warm welcome to the Property Pod in a cold Johannesburg, Carmini.
Thank you, Suren. Thanks for having me on.
It's just been over a month that Absa and the IFC announced the innovative climate housing rebate. Where do things stand currently? Has there been an uptake from the market on this new initiative, which is, I would gather, pretty much within the green bond and eco home loan space?
Yes, Suren, as you are aware, in order to support the certified green developments in South Africa, IFC has partnered with Absa Bank to help us expand our mortgage finance program for developments that are environmentally responsible and resource efficient. Now, since this announcement, we've had overwhelming responses from interested residential property developers. We started off the first eco loan with Baldwin, and we have since then onboarded four developers. You will find a list of the APSA-approved eco home loan developments on our website, whereby if a customer applies for a loan in these developments, they qualify for our eco home loan.
How did this initiative come about with the IFC? You mentioned Baldwin and your initiative around the eco home loans, which started way back in 2020, but that's around EDGE certification. How is this different? And coming back to the original question, how did it come about? Is it to just take things further in terms of this whole growth of green bonds and sustainability in the resi market?
Partnership with the IFC has been a long-standing one for Absa. IFC partnered with Absa in 2022 on a 2 billion rand investment that was used to support the affordable housing finance in South Africa. So now with Absa's environmental and sustainability commitments, IFC took a keen interest in supporting us drive green building adoption. Now, these incentives we talk about that's recently been announced, these incentives are actually funded by the IFC UK Market Accelerator for Green Construction. And we call it the MAGIC program in short. This is sponsored by the UK to scale green construction across emerging markets by incentivizing financial institutions to develop green building finance products. Now, the IFC has never previously partnered with a bank on green finance beyond commercial properties. It's the first time we have the support for end user finance, or simplistically, the customer opting to purchase an eco-friendly property.
Can you share some detail on how the scheme works? How would prospective homeowner benefit in terms of the actual tangible benefits around discounted? I don't know if I put it correctly, but they do get a benefit in that rebate. It's not just the property developers that benefit out of this.
Essentially, there's two benefits to the customer when applying for a mortgage for properties valued under 5 million under the eco loan. The first is a rate reduction of 0.25% of your variable interest rate that's offered by Absa Bank, only if you purchase with any development that has been onboarded as an Absa approved eco home loan development. The second customer benefit is a 3% rebate up to 55,000 Rand of your offered loan amount. Now, this rebate is funded by the IFC under the MAGIC program that I have mentioned. The 3% rebate is paid as a two-step process, whereby when the development has achieved a preliminary or initial stage of EDGE certification, and EDGE stands for Excellence in Design for Greater Efficiencies, and this is standards, which sets the minimum threshold for energy and water consumption savings. Now, at this initial EDGE certification stage, a 1.5% rebate is paid into the customer's loan account, which means the offered loan amount reduces by 1.5%, and the installment is recalculated to a lower monthly repayment. Now, when the development reaches the final stage of EDGE certification by the Green Building Council, a further 1.5% rebate is paid into the customer's loan account. So in total, the customer's loan amount reduces by 3% up to 55,000 Rand at the end of the EDGE process, just by the customer opting to go with an environmentally friendly home. This IFC funding that I've mentioned is only available until June 2026. We have acknowledged that an eco home is slightly more expensive than a non-eco home. And the IFC rebate, together with the eco interest rate reduction, will assist the customer to opt for a greener home.
Well, they also benefit from lower costs with all the solar and other elements to it. It's quite a saving. You talk about 50,000 Rand. Over the whole home loan period, that could amount to more. Am I correct, or is it pretty much restricted to that 50 or so thousand Rand?
Correct. So if you take a 1 million Rand loan over 20 years, the interest savings, so the rate concession benefit that I spoke about, is about a 41,000, almost a 42,000 saving over that 20-year period. Now, the interest savings with the rebate of 1.5% comes to now 42,000 or almost 43,000. The 3% rebate in total is 30,000 Rand saving for the customer. So that's quite substantial if you think about it on a 1 million property over a 20-year period.
It's quite a significant number, this whole scheme between EBSA and the IFC. The press release mentions 4.5 billion Rand agreement. Does that mean EBSA is looking to fund like 4.5 billion Rand worth of home loans, or does that also go to the developers? And perhaps maybe some detail, because ESG is a bigger thing, especially amongst funding institutions and the banking sector. How important is this ESG component to EBSA?
It is quite a significant deal for EBSA, as it is funding for green buildings in South Africa that is used to address the country's power and water shortages, as well as sustainable economic growth. Now, the IFC estimates that the broader project has the potential to reduce South Africa's annual emissions by over 12,000 tons, marking a substantial environmental impact. It also enables EBSA to drive our ESG commitments as a bank, as well as supporting our transition plan to address climate risk. Now, this 4.5 billion is essentially, it's an investment or a rebate that we will then pass on to the customer to assist the customer to opt for greener properties.
And obviously, this is a new component, but you've been playing in the space for a while with other elements like the EDGE certification and partnership with Baldwin. I know Baldwin's CEO, Stephen Brooks, has been saying he's going to try to push the banks to get bigger discounts on the EDGE, but I'm not going to ask you about that. What I want to know now is, do you have some insight on how big part of the EBSA home loan book covers this green bond currently? Just some insight into that, because obviously it's early days, but you have been a forerunner in this space.
Eco-loans were launched in 2020, and the interest for green buildings has been growing. It's still quite new, as you mentioned, in the market. And as more property developers adopt green construction, customer interest will grow. Expanding on sustainable finance is part of EBSA's transition plan, and seeing this is being actively driven will form a greater portion of the overall EBSA home loans portfolio over time.
Turning to the commercial side of things, is EBSA still the biggest home loan financer in South Africa? And I know it held that mantle for quite a while.
EBSA home loans is still very much relevant in the large mortgage finance providers in the market.
Do you have some insight on the overall home loans market at the moment? I know ABSA produces the homeowners sentiment index. The last one was out about a month or so ago, and I understand there's a new one that's going to come out soon. But how is the home loans market at the moment? Is it quite active, or is it still restricted with the high interest rates?
Yeah, so the ABSA Homeowner Sentiment Index, or HSI for short, it's an indicator of the overall state of consumer confidence in South Africa's property market. The Q1 2024 results from the index was quite positive in that we saw a 4% increase in the index from Q4 last year. And this is a positive sign that although the general environment is still strained, the sentiment around property in the future is starting to look more promising. So we've noted increases in the sentiment for property buying, investing in property, and for buying versus renting. Customers have indicated that they feel slightly more confident to buy in respect of the overall financial position and affordability. The main drivers for buying sentiment include growing families and the need for more space. Interestingly, significantly more first-time home buyers feel it is an appropriate time to buy compared to Q4 2023.
It's interesting you mentioned that another major bank has also intimated about this increasing interest. Obviously, there's a lot of expectations now with interest rates having stuck at this high level for over a year now. On that note, what are ABSA's home loans expectations around interest rates falling? Will it come this month, or is that perhaps too soon because people have been looking for the decline for quite a while, but there is some expectations for possibly September or November?
So the ABSA research view is for a shallow, it's for a shallow cutting cycle to begin in November this year. So essentially a one rate cut of 25 basis points in November and two or more of similar magnitude next year in Jan and March. So although some of the risks around inflation outlook have improved slightly since the last MPC meeting, the committee made it clear that the job of getting inflation back to the midpoint of the target range is not yet done. So with uncertainty still high, ABSA believes that the committee is in no rush to ease and will prefer to wait to see further easing in headline CPI inflation and further convergence in inflation expectations to the midpoint of the target range.
So a little bit of a more conservative view for around 25 basis points for this year and then further cuts in the new year. Kamini, I appreciate your time on the podcast today. That was Kamini Ramsamy, Head of Credit at ABSA Home Loans.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.